Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, along with Richard Olson, your host for the show. I am so happy that Richard was able to come back as host for the show. Maybe someday he'll tell his story about what is going on with that. We are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio and WebEx. So if you want to see the show, then go to soundhealthoptions.com, and on the front page there is a radio link right below that scroll bar, and it will give you information on how to watch the show. And this is going to be an important one to watch. You can also call in to listen for Blog Talk if you are just on a WebEx with us. That number is 347-850-1407. So sometimes people get a little upset with the audio on WebEx. We think we have that fixed, but if you have that trouble, just go over to the 347-850-1407 and you can listen to the show. We are very happy that there's about 1,500 of you now listening and reviewing the show. That's incredible. We love it. I'm thinking, too, that I ought to mention we have this group of chatters that just give incredible information. Now, not so much on the chat on Blog Talk. Is that chat open, Richard?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I have chat open, and I'm moderating the chat at the Blog Talk Radio. But it's not nearly as active as the WebEx chat, that's for sure.
Well, how do they get to the Blog Talk chat?
They have to go to the blogtalkradio.com/Sherry-Edwards, and the show feed will show up. And you do have to, in order to talk in chat at Blog Talk, you do have to have an account, but that's a free sign-up for Blog Talk. And then you can log into Blog Talk, and the chat will just appear at the bottom window when the show is running like now. And you'll see notes, and you can chat back and forth.
And we also put links. We're going to be using two links today, and I have those in the WebEx chat. So you can pull those over to the Blog Talk chat. Blog Talk is radio, and the WebEx, you can hear us, but you can also watch what's going on. And that's going to be important today because we're going to be talking about the body as an energy generator, and that how can we look at that energy that the body creates? And we could do x-rays and CAT scans and things like that, but we have other ways for you to look at it. And in olden times, they called this a signature sound, and I believe that everybody had a signature sound and everybody had access to everybody else's signature sound. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world where you could tell when people were lying to you? Wonder what would happen to our political situation. So I think,
wow.
I think that's where we began to lose our trust of people's words when we began not to believe the sounds that we were hearing from them, whether it was their signature sound of olden times or whether the modern word otoacoustic emission or whether you look at it in terms of your aura and sound. So we're going to look at all of that today. Because here on this show, we try to bring you information and ideas in support of self-health. Now, I want to thoroughly... Oh, no. Thank you. I just got reminded by one of our chatters, was I recording? And I am not, so... But this is all recorded on Blog Talk Radio automatically. And it is ready within 20 minutes or so. somebody has a mic open. I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
I'm getting high C winds.
Yes, I see.
It looks like Mary Beth.
Here. I just muted them.
Thank you.
So please keep your mics muted because everything that's happening on your end comes through the radio show. When did humanity learn to lie? That is a great question, and I think it came up when people wanted more power, more land, better women. Soap operas, I think, taught people to lie in America for their own benefit. I will go back and pick up those links and put them in again. Okay, hold on a second. And if you guys hear me just answering a question out of the blue, it's because I am answering something from, from the chat room. Okay, I sent those.
I think, I'll jump in for a second while you type that, just that I think it's possible that we started to lie when we started ignoring our intuition, maybe. I think
yes.
Our intuitions used to be stronger before we became, you know, so verbal. And at some point, somebody jumped over their intuition of, you know, I think we lived a more harmonic, I mean, in the existence, even though it was a more brutal existence, if that's possible to know, that we, you know, jumped over listening to our intuition of, you know, because it was more of a balance of you really needed the people around you because you really needed the people around you in order to survive and live. Now that's not as true, and I think at some point we ignored our intuition, and, you know, that's how it started.
And I think our magnetic potential of our body, which I think has a lot to do with integration of information, I think that has been decreased over the years. With all this electricity around us, we've begun to ignore it, and all the bad food and garbage. So I think that's part of the problem, too. And that's one of the things that we add with our tone boxes that we use. And if you've joined us before the show, you heard us talking about a couple of people that were using the tone boxes and testing themselves, one for a broken hand, about 15 bones broken in her hand. And we know the sound. Like the little tricorder on Star Trek, we know the sound that will help set a bone and take away the pain. And in this case, she was talking about is taking away the swelling and a lot of other things that were going on with this crushed hand. I want to apologize to those of you who tuned in last week and the show that was supposed to be, that was listed, was not there. I think everything happens for a reason, so I think Richard stepping in and taking over was supposed to be, and he did a fine show on fracking, which they are threatening us here, and if you've watched any of the videos on fracking, it's a way to push water down into the earth and have the earth release gas, and it ruins the water tables. There's a couple of videos on YouTube about it where they can put a match to their water coming out of the spigot, and it catches on fire. So not a good thing, even though they're trying to make you do that, make you accept it by putting a lot of trash and spin out there about how good and wonderful this is. You know, they lie to us all the time so that we don't trust ourselves. You know, all this crap about we're fighting for oil in the East, well, there's only 10% of our oil comes from foreign countries like Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and Kuwait and Qatar and whoever else over there has oil. Most of our oil and gasoline comes from Mexico and Canada. So their excuse that this is for oil is stupid and trash-filled. And they want you to believe it. And they also want you to believe that it's the price of a barrel of oil that dictates gas prices. Poppycock. There's over 50 cents per gallon tax that goes directly to the federal government. Now, you think about how many gallons of gas are sold per day. They're raking in millions of dollars on your back, and they're using it to support a war that we shouldn't be in the first place. And that's my opinion. Richard, you want to add to that? Richard has disappeared. Okay.
No. I'm over here ranting away with my microphone muted. Now I'll rant in person.
Okay.
But it really pisses me off. Well, it pisses me off on so many levels that I won't go into it. I did in the fracking show a bit. It also, part of what happens is they're using millions of gallons of water per injection. There's a high-pressure inject water mixed with about 300 chemicals into these fractured wells, high-pressure wells. And they are knocking gas loose, and the gas is the least of my concerns. It's the 300 chemicals or so, of which about 75% they won't ever acknowledge what they are, because back when Cheney was VP, he made a law saying basically that the fracking companies don't have to be responsible for their impact to the environment.
Oh.
So that's what pisses me off.
And they let him get away with it.
Yeah, that's a separate show.
Yes. So if you didn't listen to the show last week, please go back. Richard is very knowledgeable about this. And we have a comment, a private one, so I won't name who it is. But it says that lying goes back to Western Siberia. Lying goes back to far ancient Egypt more than 10,000 years back, when there was a mistaken concept of commerce and money was introduced as a means of enslaving humanity. I believe it. It's a matter of control. But I want to add something to Richard's fracking program. He stepped in a matter of minutes and did a show. And Richard does a lot of shows with a lot of people. I'm very happy that he is with us. But the reason he had to step in is my stupidity. I finally took some time off because we have such a good crew, trusting crew, here at Sound Health. New crew, so we've run into some trouble because people didn't know really what was going on, but that's to be expected with a new crew. But I had just got so fed up with what was going on with the stealing and the lying and the not taking care of people and the laziness that I just cleaned house. And once this new crew came in, and a lot of them are old people that were with us 20 years ago that the universe just sent back. So here I am. I have the trust in these people that I can take some time off. So I decided to visit my children who are kind of scattered. And I went to Michigan, about a 9-hour trip. And my wonderful, well-intentioned husband did not pack any of my bioacoustic stuff.
Yes.
Yes. And so on Friday night, I started to get a sore throat. And let me get my stuff and look, because that's what I do. And I just get rid of a sore throat or cold or anything else coming. And there I am with no way to test my voice. So I quickly went out and got a microphone and downloaded Audacity so I could at least look at what was going on, and then discovered that I had no tone box, no SMAD, no doctor available because it was Friday night. I did not want to go to an emergency room for something as stupid as a cold. I just thought I'll gargle salt and get rid of this. Well, it got worse and worse, and by Sunday, I couldn't talk at all. So that is my reason and my stupidity for not being able to do the show. And I certainly bow to Richard for coming in and freeing up. Just, there wasn't going to be a show because I sounded like a squawking duck. And you can still hear some of the trash in my voice. But you can bet that next time I will take care of the bioacoustic equipment. It will go with me. And one of the things that I want to share nice clothes. That, you know, I was craving clothes. Somebody is saying to me personally that clothes would help with that. I was craving clothes and actually munched on some of the clothes, although they were really hot, spicy, that was in the New Year's ham. So that's a good thing to know. But we got a lot of show to do, and we've got a class right after this, so I need to get started on what's happening. First, I want to share something with you back to an article. We are going to be doing a launch for a new idea. I think somebody needs to step forward and say information needs to come in a different way to us. We shouldn't have to pay for people's newsletters and everything else that's going on. I was on several newsletters and paying $30, $40 a month for newsletters. And then along come Kevin Trudeau, and he asked me for permission to publish one of our articles. And he published it in its entirety in two of his newsletters. Now, he was charging $10 a month to 200,000 people based on my article. Now, I find that unethical to use somebody else's information to gain a couple of $1 million, and that's what he did. So I have decided that we're going to launch a new educational opportunity for practitioners and people interested in doing bioacoustics. Usually when we do something for a group in an online class, we charge the people $1,200 to do the class. I'm going to waive that amount and allow you folks to hold a class wherever you are, or to bring a group of people together, and we're going to do this class for free. You can charge for it if you'd like, $20, $50. There's one group charging $200 for it because they said unless they charge a lot, people are not going to think it's worth it. So we can accommodate up to about 100 students, and if we get more than that, we will just video the thing and provide it to you. So it's a two-day class, a two-day class we're providing to a local representative who will take this class and provide it to their local people who are interested in bioacoustics. We are not charging anything, but are allowing you to. Now, oh, somebody opened their mic again. Let me close that down. Okay. So how you would do this, and we have downloaded this article for you. So if you go back to where it says stop sharing, and you go to file, go down to transfer, and you can transfer this file. Richard, tell them how you just did it.
I write, I'm on a Mac, but you would click on it. I right-clicked on it, and that highlights it, and then it says download, and you can download that to wherever you have your folders download, and it's a document talking about this great offer on the free class.
We originally started this because of the radiation problems in the Pacific Coast here of the U.S., and we did a couple of classes for groups, and it wasn't long enough. They couldn't understand really how to use the programs. So we put together this two-day class that will be how to use these five programs. We're going to do nutrition, muscles, and radiation. And you get your contact list together. Send that list to us, or we can send the materials to you to send out. But a part of this email, not all of it, that says we've waived our fees, but you're going to charge, so you probably should remove that piece. But here's what they get. Now, we will be registering their programs. So we will see who's in your class. But you need to notify us also, because if they are not registered for your class, we're not going to give them the software. So this is your opportunity to bring a group together that want to learn to do this, and we are going to provide these free softwares and this free 2-day class, including some marketing information. Your students need to be competent in computer skills. They need to have a microphone. Now, there is a pre-class PowerPoint that we can provide, and it's already done. Save the changes here. Now, for those of you on radio, you can't see this, but we will post this for you so that you can see all of it. And we'll send you the PowerPoint. All you have to do is write to me, and I've put my address in the chat, Shari Edwards, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards at Gmail. And we will send you the PowerPoint. And I thought I had it on here. The PowerPoint for the class that you can send out to your people, a registration notification for them. We will help you set up this class. Now, why are we doing that? Because somebody's got to step forward and take charge that this belongs to the people. Now, I can't go slap the government and say, you stupid people, what you're doing is unethical in terms of taking money from the pharmaceutical companies. You know, the next one we're going to be doing is on pre-vaccination and what's going on with that, and allergies and nutrition. But somebody's got to step up and say, stupid government, government who's trying to control people, government who's trying to distract and ignore and justify putting money in their pocket at the health of your expense. Did I say that right? Somebody's got to step up and do this. And so we're hoping that as a group, all of you reaching out to your local people and us at the same time can end up reaching these people and putting the tools and the options in their hands so that they can be predictive about their health. Now, I found out the hard way by not having my bioacoustic equipment with me how detrimental not having this in your hands is. You know, and I think everything happens for a reason. Richard was ready with a fracking show, and I got sick just really to point up and slap me that you need to get this to more people. So that's what we're trying to do. You can download this article about this. Any of you who want to put a group together, and if you want to make it free, offer scholarships. If you want to charge for it and make some money, don't be ridiculous with the money. If what my hope is that you charge for it and you raise your funds so that you can come to class. Now, there is some government support, but they won't support you to do just this class unless you're unemployed and, I can't say retired, unemployed, on welfare, don't have a job. That's the only way that they will support this. Now, with all of that in mind, I want to talk a minute about today, January 6, 2013. When I look at all of the frequencies coming from outside the earth to bombard us, the frequencies in the last 10 days is the dilator of the nose, the wet, moist tissues in the nose and sinuses that really gets disturbed. Now, here I am getting this cold and this junky sinus drainage and sore throat, and it's not me. It is the frequencies coming to the earth and stirring up things at this moment. We have this as part of our computer program, and we call it keynotes. And the keynote for today is a note of A. It deals with the ankles and, you know, all this ice and snow that's here, at least in Ohio, when we need our stability and our foundation. Here we are in ice and snow with weak ankles because that's the frequency coming from the outer space. It controls the tides. It controls moon spots. It controls your health in a big way. So folic acid is in stress also. So any of you who are pregnant and trying to build new babies, you should take maybe a little more precautions there about your folic acid. Folic acid is the note of A. Run your vocal print on NanoVoice. Free program, nanovoice.org, N-A-N-O-voice.org. And Richard's very familiar with NanoVoice. How do you use this? You used it for radiation, didn't you?
I did, and I can't say enough great things about the radiation program and the benefits it gave me. I worked in the early stages of NanoVoice, beta testing it for Sherry, and it was really fabulous. And I think I'm going to jump slightly for a moment to say that I think that's what happens with people who start using the software is when you first watch Sherry do it, it seems really complex. And I just have to say, do it, do it, do it. The more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you just get used to the mechanism using the software, recording your voice, either on NanoVoice or Audacity, the easier it gets to do. Because when I first started watching Sherry do it, I thought, I could, you know, what? And I'm pretty technical. But it was really, you know, NanoVoice is a fabulous, you know, it's an amazing product.
And on the site, nanovoice.org, there's charts and there's a two-hour class on how to use it. We're going to use it some more today about energy and how we generate energy, really looking at how you know your own signature sound. And there's a modern way and there's an old-fashioned way. A couple people sent me incredible things. One lady, Jessica, sent me these bird pictures, and I just absolutely love them, but we don't have time to show them, maybe afterwards. Well, there, that looks like some porno stuff there. I want to show this very short film. It's called Doctored, and I'm hoping you can see it. Richard, can you see this without the porno on the right that YouTube has put up here?
Yes.
Okay. And this is very short. A Jeff Hayes film called Doctored.
The biggest contradiction in our culture today is calling medicine healthcare. We spend $2.7 trillion per year, and we're incredibly sick as a culture.
I don't think any of us would have a problem spending that much money if we got results, but we're not getting the results for that investment.
I feel worse now than I did 2.5 years ago when I started seeing, I'm told, some of the best people in the business.
Nobody has had good sense to say, Mr. Morris, we don't know what's wrong with you.
I went to numerous doctors, and my husband said, what do we do now? And she looked at him, and she goes, she was sending me home to die.
We're seeing patients that truly have had the best health care money can buy. They've been to every specialist, and they're sort of missing this important piece.
Alternative treatment has not been allowed to flourish in the medical community. It's basically been stifled.
The AMA's goal and objective was to contain and eliminate the profession of chiropractic, and they did it in the most clandestine way possible.
The Zygni station, they're trying to put me out of circulation, put me to prison for life. Whenever you have the best...
This is Dr. Berninski, cured cancer.
...viciously attacked by have it here.
I have a report from my family physician which tells how well I am doing. My tumors are leaving my body. Now the FDA is saying to me, no, your doctor is a criminal. He should be put in jail and he needs to be shut down. This is criminal.
All these things interact and have impact on individual people's lives.
He's asked down, he says, your son has cancer.
They did all these things to try to fight the cancer, and everyone in the test came out negative. Yes, the doctor still kept saying, well, we're still expecting to come on Thursday morning to start chemotherapy.
We have patients that have absolutely no benefit from the surgery we provide.
I had a man come into my office the other day with 8 back surgeries. He didn't need one of them.
People who had back pain, a manageable problem, they get put on this drug, and next thing you know, they substitute their back pain for a drug addiction.
I almost feel guilty because I'm, let's face it, a junkie.
The pharmaceutical industry doesn't have any respect for you. They're talking about which drug whore to get to promote their product. They have no respect for their whores.
GSK Salesforce bribes physicians to prescribe GSK products.
Every year, 125,000 people die from properly prescribed prescription drugs.
It's a cost of doing business, but lives are lost.
Sounds like an absolutely great film. Oh, and now I show this porno lady here. It was just her abs supposed to be, but it looks like much more than that. So as we look at this, excuse me, and listen to the need, this is where bioacoustics comes in. And now that AT&T has said bioacoustics is the medicine of the future, and we intend to absolutely saturate the world with these programs by asking you guys to help us reach out, we're going to make bioacoustics the first option for people to take care of their own health and see what they need, to see what nutrients they need, to see what muscles are in stress. It's just an incredible way to let us help ourselves and just shut off what is going on with the medical field, unless we break our hand or something traumatic like that. The last time I was nearly forced into the emergency room, they did much more harm. Well, the last three or four times, they did much more harm than good. And it's not that they're uneducated. It's that their hands, most of the doctors' hands are tied in what they must do. So here is a trailer of Business of the Disease, and I'm trying to hurry, and we're in this film. This is coming out January 9th. Sonia Barrett is its producer. We have been with this since the beginning. It was due out in December until Suzanne Summers got wind of what was happening, and she wanted to be on the film. So they postponed the announcements for about a month. But this is coming out, and Sonia's going to be on our show. This is a very short trailer of what's happening. Again, with money before health.
So our whole life is being conditioned.
Take a bigger bit.
By ideas. By theories. And it's given to us as if it is fact.
What we're basically brainwashed into believing
this is
that we're going to get a medication. If I can't sleep, I'm going to need a drug. If I'm not happy, I need a drug.
Our bodies must be producing some sort of frequency
Bradley Bartholomew
all the time as a natural process then to repair the cancers that are arising all the time in our bodies.
And if the immune system functioning is blocked, then cancerous cells, potentially cancerous cells, will not be killed out. Abnormal cells will not be killed out. That will become malignant. So, that contract is infected.
So, in food, we're getting fed genetically modified foods that it's already been proven that they're detrimental to the cell signaling in your body. Yet, they don't want to label that food as a GMO. Because you wouldn't buy it.
So these are billion-dollar industries.
Ernest Rossi, neuroscientist.
All the various kinds of ways we artificially try to jack ourselves up. It's because of this ignorance of our own mind-body systems.
We've lost how to listen to our bodies.
Patricia
We've lost how to even listen to ourselves as far as loving ourselves. We're so outward directed. We are looking for the fix, the next diet, the next cleanse, the next things we should eat and shouldn't eat. It's so confusing. People don't know what they should do about anymore.
There's the DNA and RNA, and there are thousands of ways that they can express themselves.
The frequencies of music have to be the same frequencies as the very vibrations of organs or muscles or bones, so that you can use things like ultrasound and infrasound, which are used medically, but the range of hearing sound has generally been ignored. It competes with some of the traditional medicine.
Coming soon. You think that's going to be interesting, Richard?
Wow. That's what I have to say about both those trailers. Wow. Yeah.
Bruce Lipton is on that Business of Disease. And they didn't put him in the front. He wrote Biology of Belief. Each one of those people have something to offer. And we were one of the first people asked because she thinks we're on the forefront. We're the leadership, the pivot point of being able to integrate math and medicine. So from that esoteric side of listening to your signature sound and your energy body and being able to mathematically look at it speaks to everything out there, homeopathic. It's where we get our energy from, and we are all energy beings, and that's leading up to what we're going to be talking about today. And using the little nano voice program, this is what we call a signature sound starter wheel. For those of you who are listening and not watching, we have sort of a painter's wheel, and we started with red at the note of C and went right around the wheel, red and orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, you know, all that Roy G. Biv kind of stuff. So in olden days, and if you listen to people like Deepak Chopra, they will give you a mantra, a sound, based on your birthday or the year you were born. Now, think about this in the beginning. There were 12 tribes, and each of the tribes were sort of segregated unto itself in a geographic location, and there was a hub in the center where they came to trade and do whatever. So this is very similar to this round painter's wheel that we're looking at. And each of those tribes had a specialty. Each of those tribes had a personality trait. Each of those tribes had a geographic location. I'm going to digress just a minute. There are 360 degrees on here. Everybody who was born has a place of their birthday on this wheel. And we have been able to figure that out. The note of red is C, and that belongs to Aries. C sharp, red, orange is Taurus. D is orange, Gemini. D sharp is orange, yellow, Cancer. E is yellow, Leo. F is yellow, green, Virgo. F sharp is green, or Libra. And you can see that C and F sharp, if you're making a wheel here, C and F sharp are opposites. Blue-green is Scorpio and the note of G. Sagittarius is blue, the note of G sharp. Blue-violet is Capricorn. Now, my birthday is in Cancer, D sharp. But my favorite color is blue-violet, Capricorn. And those are opposite colors, complementary colors. They're complementary on a painter's wheel. So the fact that I was born under D sharp, but my favorite color is its opposite, blue-violet, indicates that I am right-brained. And my sounds are either going to be D sharp or A about 80% of the time. The note of Aquarius, A sharp, violet. And B, violet, red, Pisces. Now, we have been able in bioacoustics to correlate these frequencies and thereby the colors, with traits. And that's what we have put into the Nano Voice program that we're going to look at your energy. When's your birthday, Richard?
November 20th.
So you're right on the cusp there of G sharp and A?
Pretty much.
Well, I think...
No. Because I'm a... Okay, go
Scorpio.
Ahead. Yeah.
Scorpio, yeah. Sag, cusp. You don't know which to be. Mental, introspective, or outwardly telling people what they're doing wrong. So you're right on that cusp. Excuse me. Which would you consider yourself, a Scorpio? You're a great head trip person.
I'm a very serious head trip person. say I'm a mid-heaven Scorpio, which means that in astrological talk, that means that my Scorpio, my birth sign, is at the top of my chart, which is at the zenith of what that characteristic is. So, and then over on the side, I have three planets conjunct in Capricorn, and some of those are in the 12th house, so I can't see them. And so that means that I am a mental head tripper, and it's probably perfect that I'm standing behind a microphone where people can't see me because I'm somewhat shy, but you would never know it listening to me.
Do you also like to fix things and make them better?
Boy, howdy.
That's the trip of the Sagittarius. They always want things to be better. But that puts you on the top of our color wheel, which is all the blues and greens and violets, and that's right-brained. But what is your favorite color?
Growing up as a kid, it was always red to the red-orange.
So sort of opposite from your G.
Yes.
C-sharp and G are opposites if people are looking at this chart. Now, let's take that a step further, because if you look in old literature, they would tell you that your mantra would be the note of G or maybe G-sharp or someplace in the middle. But if you went to a psychic and they said, oh, well, your aura really is orange, red-orange, or C-sharp. So it depends on brain dominance. The fact that you are born in all the blues in the top of this chart from F-sharp to B, and if people want to look at this chart in a flat way, they can go to nanovoice.org and it's sitting there waiting for you. But all the reds and yellows and blue and greens, that's all left-brained kind of stuff. But if you're born on one side of the wheel and you divide it between C, B and C, and F and F-sharp, if you are born on one side of the wheel but your favorite color is on the opposite side of the wheel, that automatically says you are right-brained. So we are going to open up our nano voice or invoice, and this is free. It's a personality profiler, and it's a way to look at your aura. And Richard's going to talk to us about who he is, what he perceives himself to be, if there's any issues that he wants to work on. You ready, Richard?
And you want me to use this, or do you want me to use my other mic?
You can use whichever you want. Well, I'm doing this from the phone, so go from there.
Okay, so I'll stick with the phone.
Okay.
So I'm talking about myself?
Yes.
So I'm a person who seems somewhat shy when you first meet me. I'm the guy in the back of the room in the corner. I'm the classic, you know, nerd. And yet, when people meet me who've listened to me on radio or do shows or co-host or something, they're surprised because I sound quite assertive and somewhat aggressive in my talking style. However, in my personality, I'm a lot more in the corner, in the quiet, behind the scenes. And that looks like that's enough.
Yes, so let's save it. And that's, I'm just going to say control copy and save it, so if we lose it, we can come back to it. Now, as we begin to look at this, for those of you on, whoops, we've got somebody with their mic open. We've got to close that down. I was just closing somebody's mic because there's a lot of static on the line.
Marilyn.
Okay, there, got it closed down. We are looking at a chart divided up into 12 columns, and each column represents the frequencies of his voice. It took all the notes of C and put them in one column, C sharp in another, and D and so forth down the line. We are looking at the major note here for Richard is the note of D. And that's the note of Gemini. And that's opposite his birthday. Geminis think two ways at once. They're all the time supporting other people, which Richard does a lot. They are the helpers, but they will refuse once they mature, they will refuse to help you unless you help yourself, because they get run over a lot. They don't get their needs met because they don't speak up and let people know they have needs. That is your major note at the moment. Its opposite is G-sharp, your birthday. So I would say at this moment in time, your signature sound is the note of D, and it's unbalanced somewhat by the note of G-sharp. The note of D is orange. It's liver, pancreas, gallbladder. And the C-sharp that you love is the bowel and peristalsis, tendons and ligaments. And I know that fits some issues you've been going through. But just as what is primary in your voice, and you have 135 hits of D, normal is 42, here is a way to step beyond the aura that's there and look at what is not there. And you have zero zeros in F and F sharp.
Oh boy.
And this is what you're trying to pull in. F and F sharp is money. It is male reproduction. It is lower back. It is kidneys. So that's where your energy is lacking, and you'll probably be attracted to that F and F sharp. The fact that you have a lot of hits in C sharp is all about justice. So you're going to be actively, and you are actively dealing with justice and making things right. But F and F sharp is missing, and also B is missing, a bit of circulation. A is very small at 13. Remember, 42 is normal. So not using resources as well as you could. A and A sharp is unbalanced, so not attending to your own spiritual needs as much as you could. B and F are unbalanced, with F being the kidneys and B being circulation. So your kidneys are not functioning quite as well as they could in keeping the nutrients, probably minerals, that you need. So just in looking at NanoVoice and knowing that that's your aura, what do you think?
This is always the moment at which when, and for people that haven't heard me before, that this is where I always have to laugh and say, Sherry just seems extraordinarily psychic when she does these kinds of things. And because she just nails me to the wall so well when she looks at an issue, and it's amazing. I mean, this is NanoVoice. NanoVoice is a free app. You should all be going now and going to nanovoice.org and getting this app. It's just amazing to me. And even if you couldn't look at the chart like Sherry can and see that information and know it, it'll also give me a printout that'll give me some of that information.
When it appears over here, it gives you the things that you're needing to work on, and that's the bottom part of this. Strong sense of justice, which you do with your shows all the time, and fracking was one of them. You actively support everything in deed and money when you have it. I mean, this is you, Richard. I've never met Richard, people. But I love his energy. And I'm asking other people to volunteer, because I think the best way to learn to do any of this, I wish I could get that shared piece off there. I just have to close it, I guess. The best way to do this and look at your energy, look at your signature sound, look at your Odo acoustic emission. Right now, if we were to test Richard's ears, he would be putting out the note of D. And it would tell us that his body is trying to manifest enough D to support what his body wants to do with his pancreas, liver, gallbladder, digestion. It has yet to be working on the kidneys or the money issues, whichever psychological or physiological issue we're looking at. But that's going to probably be his next step. To look at D, and the F is three notes away, so we look at D and three notes away, and that tells us he's going to have to get this from an outside influence. Somebody's going to have to come along, or a situation come along that's going to support him. If it's three notes away from your basic sound. And this is all in that two-hour class. Okay, we have a volunteer, Kathleen, here. We're going to see where she stands with all of this. But first, Richard, do you have any questions about what I just said? What your energy is?
No, it's you. You know, it fits so perfectly. I had a, sometime we'll do a show on that, that I had a year of health challenge. And so, so much of this fits in so perfectly with my recovery, my psychological states. It always boggles my mind. It makes me almost speechless, which is hard to do.
That's good. If you want to hook Richard to join you in some kind of endeavor, it would be to help people, the Nota D, to be the support, but a tough support, and it would have to be justice. Now, if you want to attach yourself to Richard in some way, physically, likely, he's going to be attracted to that F and F sharp, that Libra and Virgo person, and some to the note of B, Pisces, and probably Pisces because they're softer energies than Virgo. Libra, I can see you joining with because that's a soft energy, but a Virgo would just tend to rub you the wrong way. Any of your exes in that area?
Yeah, I was just about to privately chat you that my ex was a Libra with Virgo rising.
Whoops.
Perfect.
Well, maybe
thank
that
you.
Learning's over, and that's why you don't have any of that energy and don't want it.
Maybe I could have the two of you just talk directly and figure it out. That would be great.
Okay, we have a question. How does one interpret nano voice results on themselves when one does a few recordings and different results seem to appear each time? There's going to be some consistencies in your voice. And maybe we'll just, Kathleen has volunteered, so maybe we'll just do a compatibility between Catherine and Richard and pretend they're two different vocal prints on the same person. Kathleen, I'm going to open your mic. Your mic's open, Kathleen.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, this is great. You could back off a little bit because we hear you breathing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to open the mic. You're familiar with this, aren't you? Absolutely.
A little bit.
Okay, so just talk about who you think you are.
I am a woman that loves nature. I love animals. I love the health, the alternative health industry, alternative healing. I am searching for myself, trying to reinvent myself. I'm very attracted to sound, vibration, softness.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
I'm going to save this. This is one of the absolute hardest types of nano voices to look at. This is a multi-dimensional, multi-thinker, a multifaceted person. She has every color, red, yellow, blue, and green. She probably has the least of blue, which is emotions. In her F-sharp, she probably holds her stress in her lower back. The note of C and her heart. So things might hit her emotionally in her heart and her kidneys. That's an ancient Chinese kind of combination. She too has a high D. Now, Kathleen, when were you born? I've muted your mic, so turn your mic back on and talk to us.
September.
September what?
7th.
September 7th. July, August. So you're a Virgo?
Yes.
Oh, dear. And what's your favorite color?
Oh, my.
Yes. What's your favorite color?
I like those teal greens, like aquamarine kind of teal green a lot.
Like Richard's colors, right? So you're two notes away. When you're two notes away, that's usually a karmic or genetic relationship. So if we put Richard's stuff up here, let me just do a little comparison. We'll talk about yours, but you can see what's going on with Richard at the same time. With Kathleen, her basic note, high, is D. So she is on the left side of the green, but likes the blue greens. So she's very near where she was born, so she's probably left brain. Now, we think that Richard is right-brained. So the fact that one of them is left and one of them is right is their only saving grace if they should happen to meet. Because if Richard likes himself and is a high D, he'll also like Kathleen, who's a high D. Her score is 83, Richard's is 135. So he has more D than her. He would tend to want to rule the roost when it came to helping other people because he has more of that energy. She does have his missing F and F sharp. Her chart is very balanced except the note of G, which is where Richard was born. So she might be very attracted to Richard's energy, but he doesn't even have enough of his own energy. They would be attracted based on the notes of G. Richard has just a little G, half of what he should, a G sharp, I mean, but it's in green. Let's get it done. Let's go do it. So they don't meet very well when it comes to that note of let's get up and do something physical. Because hers are in spontaneity and mental, which is a fight. I want to think about it. No, just do it. I want to think. No, do. You know, this Kathleen is fighting with herself because she takes a lot of her energy from other people. She is a natural medium, a natural trainer. She would take my side if we had an argument. Her foundation is not solid because it is so multidimensional. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. Depends on what she wants to do. If she wants to be a straight out Virgo, this is not a good chart to be a Virgo. I would say she doesn't react like a Virgo. They're usually strong, opinionated, concrete, and her chart does not indicate that. There is a lack of energy in the teal that she loves, the blue-green. So it's probably why she is craving. Absolutely, she is an energy empath. She would take her energy from other people, but I don't think she would intrude because she has enough of the D to respect other people's needs. I cannot believe that we are past time. Somebody's giving me a nudge here that we're past time and that we ought to go. Good grief, that's hard to believe. So the note of G and that teal color dictates blood sugar and the use of minerals in the body. But your primary signature sound is the note of D, the Gemini, just like Richard. Now, you're all over the place in your chart, whole-brained, where Richard is mostly left-brained, but his birthday and color favorite is opposite, making him right-brained. So he is also multidimensional. So Richard would probably be able to keep up with you, but you have the note of G absolutely missing, and he needs more G. Now, the opposite of the G is C-sharp. He has a little bit of that to help balance himself, but again, you're multidimensional. If you were to do a task or write a paper, you would sort of do every piece of that simultaneously. and sometimes you get bogged down in trying to make yourself stick to a task, when really if you get tired of a task, go do another task. Always have three or four tasks going on at once. This is the typical task of somebody who has an autistic or ADD kind of brain. And I think autism is wonderful to a point, because it opens up many parts of your brain that wouldn't normally be open. Kathleen, do you have trouble narrowing down to just one thing you want to do?
Yes.
Well, if you start out with G, the physical part, or you add somebody to your committee that is a Scorpio, then you're probably going to have more balance. But A sharp is very high, it's at 52, and then you've got D at 83. So those are your two highest. But that makes you caught between, oh, think about this, no, just do it. So I want to think about this, no, just do it. Learn from doing. That conflict is in there. So do it based on the note of D, what is going to be for the betterment of all concerned. And Richard, the same goes for you. How to do that for the betterment of all concerned. Okay, a pitch pipe would be handy. Korgs are on sale at Amazon, K-O-R-G, and there's two now, a CA-1, and it's $11, and a CA-20, I think, is the other one, and it's on sale for like $8. It was $19. Well, it was $39. It went down to $19, and now it's down to $8. So a little Korg, and I don't know if we could put that up real quick so people could see it, but it would help you artificially bring in these notes, and so would a pitch pipe, just blowing those notes and listening to them, or music in the note of G, and I don't have the slightest idea about music in the note of G, but you could go online and look at some classical music in the notes of G. Let's see if we can find a Korg real quick. This is the class that will teach you more about this and be able to look at your energy and your interpretation. I don't know where to get pitch pipes. Probably your local music store. I should have looked at Korg Tuner. This is the CA-1, $11. And, oh, that's, you could use that one. But these will give you back the notes that you need. And, so, and you can sort of hum along, and you can test if this is really your note, because it'll tell you how far off you are. Have pitch pipes on Amazon, that's good. Let's look. We also have an article called If You Can Moan, You Can Tone, that you can learn to use some of this. Here's some different pitch pipes you can look at. Not very expensive at all. And find the note that you like. You could do it that way. You could look at your favorite color and your birthday. You could look at your nano voice and go from there. But you're able to look at your energy and see where energy is missing or overabundant. The idea is to have a chart that's kind of all the way across even. Now, will that make you a dull person? I don't think so. It would probably make you a very solid person so that people couldn't knock you off your foundation because you know who you are. I think the government is treating us like children. They're trying to distract us with lies and stupid laws. You know, they just passed, it was an executive order, that Social Security now is an entitlement. So they can make changes in it without anybody's permission. Now, I just read something that said if you average $30,000 a year during your working years, if you'd have put it in a regular low bearing, like 3%, you would have $1.3 million by now. And the government is doing all that they can to reduce your Social Security. It's not an entitlement. This is money that we have already paid. It is our money that the government took and used to raise interest, to give to whoever they please, and now they're saying it's our fault, it's depleted. There's some stuff going around the internet that I've sent a lot of you. So by distraction or by ignoring you or making laws that are unjust, you know, we learn from our own experiences, and sometimes we lose sight of who we are or what we are. Yeah, reclassified. But to hear young people on TV saying they're really tired of paying for old people, those old people have probably paid for themselves more than once. Not entitlement. This is money the government took of ours, mandated, and squandered it, lost it. Why can't they stand accountable? I'll be happy if they will just give me back the money I paid in for the last 50 years. Every year, every paycheck for the last 50 years, even on the checks that this company wrote to me and I have not cashed for 2.5 years, I still paid taxes on it. If you run your life, and this is my opinion, from the inside out, and you have a strong foundation to know where you are, like we can go grab Kathleen's attention at the note of G. Let's go do something physical. Let's make people better. Let's make a new park for the kids to play in. That's where I could get her something physical that helps people. If we know our weak points, if we know our strengths, that we really want to help people, but we cannot take on their issues, which is Kathleen's plight here, then we have more of a solid foundation that people can't knock us off of. If I make decisions based on what is the betterment of all concerned for the moment, then I am free of guilt and worry because I can't do more than I can do. And I put it in terms of if I do everything I can do to help or hinder a situation and it happens anyway, then I want to accept that with grace. Just like being very concerned about not having a voice to do a radio show. But the universe stepped in and taught me a lesson and gave me an incredible lesson about you need to take your bioacoustic stuff with you. And from that, learning that everybody needs to have a bioacoustic toolkit. And from that, creating this launch of these free classes that we want to do. I think a lot of people are misguided, and it's up to us to put them on the straight and narrow of this has to be for the betterment of all concerned. It can't be the betterment of your friends or your pocket or to give you enough time for 13 vacations in a year. I'm talking about Obama here, people. What's the betterment of all concerned for the Sandy people? Well, not to have to do without for a couple of months until Congress gets their crap together. They need to be helped now. It's not for the betterment of all concerned that this $64 billion bill, only $9 billion of it is going to the Sandy people, and the other part of it is going to Congress and senators' home state to help them. That's the fight. The blame game isn't getting it. And if we can find out who we are, where our energy lies, where our energy is abundant, which is where we usually want to go, where our energy is lacking, whether we see that from a nano voice, we see it from the colors we love, we see it from what causes us stress and strife and grief and pain, that all of that tells you what's good for you. You know, people look at depression as something horrible. Hey, depression tells you where not to go. Don't repeat that mistake. Don't go there again. And we were talking about depression this week and how people get down and have no energy. You give somebody some cocaine that is down, depressed, and has no energy, and their energy comes up. It is biochemical. And everything that happens to us is energetic. Energy generators. And this little nano voice tells you what energy you are generating. So just the lesson in who we are, that we constantly use and create energy, and math is just our measure, and this nano voice is that measurement. It's personality, if you want to hit the little key here, and it gives us information about who you are. You have more ideas than you can physically get done, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and she's already admitted that that's where it's coming from. And Kathleen, if you can give me your email, I will send this a little printout on to you. You can do this for your own people. You can start a business doing this. We want to help, because we think you have a right to know about yourself, about others in your environment, about people who are saying they're doing the best for you, mainly your political people. Even people from other countries, I think you have a right to know what's going on. And I think you'll learn that most of the other countries think the United States is nothing but a bully. And we are not the best country in the world anymore. We are not a country that people look up to, and that has happened in the past 8 years or so. Okay, got it, Kathleen. I'm hoping that you'll set in on some of the other classes where we do this and teach people about their signature sound and their energy and where their energy is lacking, because this little nano voice can look at your opportunities, your focus, your completion, your intention, and your balance. It can be revealing, non-invasive, life-changing, and confirming. I think for both Richard and Catherine, it's been confirming about what they need. And Catherine either needs to get that turquoise in her environment so she can look at it, or music so she can listen to it, and to go with her feelings of justice, because C sharp and G belong together. So if she has some things that she considers truths and she wants to work on, more power to her, because that's going to complete her. And D and G sharp are balancers, so helping other people but making sure that they're going to help themselves is a real good balancer for her. And balancer for Richard, lower back is stressed, money is stressed, reproduction hormones are stressed, and so is circulation. So we'll probably need to work on those things with you. And you can talk to this little thing. Nobody is going to listen to what you're saying. And we don't record what you say. It all comes up in notes. So you can say, I hate spaghetti and I'm never going to eat it again, and I hate my mother, and you know, whatever you want to say, whatever brings balance to your energy, because your energy is directly manifested through your voice, and this program shows you what it is. So let's be the best we can be, unless you just want to be a couch potato. So be the best couch potato you can be. Richard, do you have anything to add what we're saying here? What I'm saying here.
I think that the nano voice is a phenomenal addition to what I like to call the first aid kit. you know, to have it around, to have it as a first view, to have it as a, you know, for a simple overview without getting further into the other programs, which are awesome. But considering that NanoVoice is free, it blows my mind.
Well, with this new course we're doing, radiation, muscles, nutrition, it's all going to be free to people this one time for next Thursday and Friday. So if anybody wants to join us, please just write to me at SherryEdwards@gmail.com, and we'll try to take care of it. We'll send you out the preview information that you need. You will need a microphone. So we hope, well, I want to hope thousands will join us. But I think what we're going to have to do is help everybody set up their own class, and we'll try to record this so we can provide it to you so you can use it to raise money to come back and take the professional course and be the hope, the solution, and the choice in wellness that our government is curtailing. So that's my rose-colored wish for the world. And when we have time someday, Richard, we will talk about your experience with radiation and what's going on. Question here. When one is going out, would you just tell the person to add the missing frequencies? The question is too much or too little a problem? They're both a problem. Too much is where you're spending your energy and maybe not getting the return that you want. In the case with Richard and Kathleen, both the note of D, doing for others before they do for themselves. And with Richard, the F and F sharp, emotionally, that's money in a balance between perception and action. I would say Richard has some decisions to make about what he wants to do with his life, or what he wants to do when he grows up. And with Catherine, I think she needs to see where she wants to put her physical energy, because she has an imbalance, a big imbalance between G and G sharp, making something physically productive, physically useful. That's what her energy is lacking at the moment. Use that 2-hour class to learn how to do that, and then join us on Tuesdays for happy hour when we do this again and again and again to help teach people what's going on. I have a strange teaching style. I have a strange style of getting information out of me. It doesn't occur to me to tell you something until you ask or until we see it laid down in front of us. I have an ocean of information inside of me that needs to come out. And we record these and then we go put them in a little lesson for people. I don't know where the information is fed from. It just seems like a free-flowing channel of information about body energy and what can be done about it from an esoteric as well as a scientific perspective.
And boy, are we at the deep end of the pool.
And Jean says, and a big ocean. It feels that way. So, again, please get in touch with me if you want your group to have this information, this class, next Thursday and Friday. And if you want to use it to raise money to take the class, Kathy Hines, are you hearing me? We started out with the idea of there was a very special person that we wanted to help take the class. And so this is a piece of how to help people find their money to do it, because we're getting all kinds of runarounds from this. Are you eligible for a loan? They are just causing us total grief about what's going on. You know, some states are very cooperative, and the next one, it's like pulling teeth to try to get them to pay attention. Is the Thursday and Friday class available for individual participants who don't have clients? Norm, if you bring some people with you, you are eligible. If you want to come totally by yourself, it's $1,200. That would encourage you to bring a friend or two. For the upcoming class, can you join individually, or do you need to organize a group? You need to at least have one or two people come with you. The idea of this is for to force you to reach out, to find a few friends, that would be interested. Now, if you want to come alone and individually, certainly you can. $1,200. Find a friend to come with you, and it's free. Richard, I'm done. Any last thoughts?
Download the Nano Voice, get the Nano Voice. If you've never done this before, or ever heard this before, or aren't familiar with vocal profiling, just do the Nano Voice every day. See what you think. Read the, even if you look at the chart like I still do, when I watch Sherry read the notes that come up, it still leaves me a little, you know, like a dog gazing at the screen. I listen to her information, and I know it feels right to me. And then when I see the report that's print out, it always blows my mind that it's really so spot on. I can't hide from it, and I am a professional voice. I hide for a living behind my voice. So it's always amazing when she just, like, nails me to the wall. It's always each and every time. And she's been doing this now for a couple of years to me.
I think that one of the times we did your voice, and I said, there's a lot of resentment in here, and you need to see who you want to blame. I think that was a real turning point. Your voice changed again from then when we talked about that.
Yeah.
And hanging on to all that old stuff doesn't hurt anybody but you.
Boy, howdy.
Didn't Socrates say holding on to old garbage is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die? Was that Socrates or Pythagoras? One of those ancient wise men.
Sounds more Socrates.
Yeah. And there's nothing good or bad in your voice. There's nothing wrong or right. It just is. And what you do about it is what makes the difference. And if we were talking to Richard and he was talking about wanting to cook a meal and it was the top one and the bottom one was wanting to write a book, you could say he wants to cook the meal because there's more information in there. Writing a book sort of drops him over into left brain. So whatever your question is, and you're talking about it, and it ends up being more information on one chart than the other, then that's fulfilling to you. The other is dampening to you. And, Steve, you don't need to really organize a group. Just tell your people, your can be your email list, that this class is an incredible opportunity. It's been given especially to people who listen to Sherry's show. It's once in a lifetime, and if they want to join us, that's fine. It's all online. They don't have to come here at all. They just have to join us online, but they have to sign up through you. And you can offer it for free. You are our eyes and ears at your local level. So we will send you the invitations for people. And we have to do that because we're limited to like 100 people. And so we can't have 5,000 people showing up. We have to know who's going to be here. So it's online. They don't have to leave home. It's Thursday and Friday from 10 to 4:30, both days. It's learning to use the computer programs thoroughly and learning how to market them. And you, the local organizer, can charge 50 cents or $200 or whatever you'd like. And really it's to help raise money for you to be able to take the professional course. So we already have a group that's already said this, that's charging $200, and then we have another group that's charging $50. So however you would like to do it, we can go back and you can download this article, but then we got to get off the air. So go to File, go to Transfer, and depending on how you came in, the transfer will just say go click on this file and download it, and then you'll have the information. But if you don't, write to me, SherryEdwards@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you. And it looks like people are downloading it like crazy, and that's great. So
I got a crowd here today at WebEx. It's quite a crowd.
I think it's wonderful. I also think that we want to step up and we want to help turn this issue around and put health and wellness back into the hands of people.
Yay.
So we'll talk to you next week. We're going to have Sonia Barrett on, and she's going to talk about the new video, Business of Disease, that you saw a trailer of. So get this information out to your friends, and we'll get the information right back to you. And if we can't accommodate everybody, we will send you the recording of the two-day class, and you can use it from now and forever to support the funds that you need to provide health and wellness for you and your community. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, everybody. That was fun.
I'm trying to see if there's any questions I need to answer. If I didn't answer your question, go ahead, Richard. If I didn't answer your question, just write to me and I will.
See you next week.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Yipes.